Last week at Quail Springs Mall in Oklahoma City, last-minute present panic had yet to set in. Crowds were still fairly light in most stores, and cashiers were enjoying the holiday music piped over the mall's PA system. But on the side of the mall near Macy's, things were a bit more hectic.
One more, buddy. Tank! Look over here! Tank! There we go. I think that's the best we'll get it.
22-year-old Lindy Hoyle shakes dog toys and calls out the name of a 7-week-old Great Pyrenees puppy that sits patiently on Santa's lap, waiting for its picture to be taken on a giant red and gold striped couch. Tank's sister, a 180-pound English Mastiff named Charlie, who you probably hear barking in the background, was supposed to be in the picture as well. Charlie was a bit overwhelmed, though, so she had to wait off to the side. The dog's owner, Ashley Strange, has a daughter who joined Tank on Santa's lap. For Strange, it's a way to celebrate the season in a memorable way.
I'm a single mom, so I thought that it would be fun because I do have a little family. It's just not traditional. We started last year. Charlie was about 7 months old, so we started with her last year. And now we have a tradition ever since.
Santa sports his classic red pants and suspenders on the couch, but he dons a blue shirt filled with dogs wearing Santa hats in honor of the occasion. He's been taking pictures with pets for several years, so a huge English Mastiff that wasn't the most cooperative didn't faze him at all, nor did the bird dressed in a gray tutu that showed up later that evening.
I've taken pictures with monkeys. I've taken it with all sorts of different ones, bobcats. So I've had just about everything, and it always surprises me what people call home pets. And where I look at a dog or a cat or something, you know, birds or something, some people really get involved with different, like a parrot or a monkey, where maybe they don't have children, they have pets, and they're as close to them as they would be a child.
You know, what's popular with humans is popular with pets. So just like you take children to get their photos taken with Santa, pet parents want the same for their pets.
PetSmart's Debbie Byswinger says pet owners, or pet parents, as she calls them, have always loved their animals, but they're spending more and more now.
We've seen it increase every year, really, and I think that's something you'll see across the board.
And it's not just on dogs, though canines clearly get the better end of the deal when it comes to how much their owners spend on them during the holidays. There are gingerbread houses to go in your fish tank and reindeer antlers for your guinea pig. Byswinger says PetSmart actually had owners of smaller pets, like birds and gerbils, demanding more than just dog and cat treats this season.
When we think about it, you know, just really, why not? You know, why not bring your pet into the celebration? Why not purchase toys for them or treats or whatever really they like and something that fits their personality? Just like with humans, you know, pet parents get as much joy in finding that perfect gift for their pets as they would for any other family member.
Toys, treats, and a commemorative picture package of your dog or bird on Santa's lap. Mitchell Rickner works with Santa at Quail Springs, and he says 9 times out of 10, those pet parents buy
the full package,
which he says is more than the average parent coming in with their kid spends. Pet owners go all out, Rickner says.
They get 2 5x7s, 2 4x6s, and 8 wallets, and that runs $32.50 with tax.
And Santa says he sees that spirit of abundance when it comes to a pet's wish list, too. Apparently, St. Nick is responsible for Fido as well.
When you have kids here, parents will have a list for the children. They will also bring out a pet list and all. And it's usually just exactly what you think. It's dog biscuits, or it's a bone, it's a ball, it's something like that.
But if you forgot to send off your pet's list to Santa before this Christmas Eve, don't worry. He says he's never seen a dog that doesn't appreciate a table scrap or two. For KGOU, I'm Kate Carlton Greer.